Earth and Sky.
From our analysis, probably the most interesting feature of algae is it's a wild card. And so algae might be a big player, but right now it'll take some breakthroughs for us to see that.
You're listening to Daniel Kamen. He's director of the Renewable and Appropriate Energy Laboratory at the University of California, Berkeley, and energy and policy advisor to the Obama administration. Dr. Kamen spoke to Earth Sky about the potential of algae to meet future energy needs.
A variety of algae is actually the common pond scum to various plants. They produce different oils in their cell walls, and they can be very large amounts of it. What we're really talking about is harvesting those materials that look very similar to the kinds of biodiesels that we produce right now.
Kamen said oils from fast-growing algae could either be converted into liquid fuel that could run your car or into more efficient hydrogen fuel. The idea is promising, he said, but the key to success is scaling up the technology.
We can do it in the laboratory, in the Petri dish, no problem right now. The question is, can you do it at scale? And no one really knows.
Kamen added that algae is significantly behind other renewable energy sources like solar and wind in terms of development.
Even if algae performs sort of at its theoretical maximum, it may not be a big enough deal soon enough.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.